Welcome back to Mamas Chingonas Podcast. Thank you so much for being here today and tuning in. I know I've been MIA. I apologize. I am just soaking in every second with my little girls. My newborn will no longer be a newborn. She's going to be one within the next week. So I've just been soaking it all in. I am happy to be back on, and I am so grateful to have Angelique on the show today. She is from Teaching the Leaf, and you can find her at teachingtheleaf.com. She is a cannabis nurse educator, and what we want to do is we want to break the stigma of cannabis use. A lot of people use it for medical purposes, and it's a plant that heals the body naturally, and it has a lot of benefits for a lot of people who suffer from chronic pain, depression, anxiety, Alzheimer's, sports injuries, cancer patients, and a lot of other problems some of us face on a day-to-day basis. So I want you to be open about it if you want to listen to this episode. If you don't want to, that's completely fine. Skip on to the next one, or you know, tune back in when we have a different type of episode if this is not of your liking, which is totally fine. I respect everyone's own decisions, and we want to, you know, bring more awareness about cannabis use, and we want to let you know that if you need it, it's okay, but you definitely need to know how to self-medicate. And Angelique is a nurse educator in regards to it, and she is here to help and assist if you need assistance in knowing exactly how much to use depending on the type of need that you may need it for. So with that being said, thank you so much, Angelique, for being here today, and thank you guys for listening to our episode. And here is Angelique with Teaching the Leaf. So again, thank you so much for being part of the podcast. And I listened to you on another podcast called Sister Sister the Podcast, which I love, and I thought it was so dope that they had you on there. And for a while, I was wanting to have someone like you, somebody who can come in and talk about all the greatness we need to know about cannabis. So let us know who you are. Let us know a little bit about your background. And tell us why you are teaching the leaf.
Well, I've been a nurse for about 9 years now. I grew up, my mom was a nurse, you know, just a medical family. But my dad was a grower and a cannabis proponent. Back then, we didn't really consider it being a proponent. We just considered the greenhouse effect. If we switched to cannabis and hemp products, it is crazy the way it breaks down, the way it grows everything. We could save trees. We could get rid of all of these medications that we use on a constant, on a daily. You know, we're prescribed a pill here. We're prescribed a pill there. What does it do for us? We have to get another one to fix the problems that that pill gave us. You know, so realistically, I was nursing, I was doing all that. COVID hit, and I had to take time off of work because I got sick working frontline.
Wow.
So when I did that, I said, you know what, I'm going to take some classes. And so I became certified in cannabis education. And from there, I decided, you know what, I'm not just going to educate myself, but I'm going to use it to educate others. There's so many people who have just the wrong energy, the wrong thought process about it. And if you, you know, go to my IG page, you'll see I've posted some things like marijuana's medicine. For people who think mothers who medicate with cannabis are so horrible, we're just the worst people in the world, but they're popping Xanax and drinking bottles of wine.
Right.
I would never get behind a wheel with my kids drinking wine and popping Xanax. But I know that I've, you know, take my CBD oil and I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah. Now the
no one's ever OD'd from marijuana.
Right. I know. And I think the stigma is so huge, especially in the Latino community. What really touched me when you were talking about, you know, cannabis at, on the Sister Sister, the podcast, was when somebody you know had cancer. And it helped them through their process of, you know, chemotherapy or radiation or whatever it was. And till this day, I still regret, because my mom passed from colon cancer. And she was always so against marijuana. It's horrible. Don't do it. Don't smoke it. But here I'm 18, like a big old pothead, you know, smoking all the time. Mm-hmm. And like for somebody like her telling me all the time not to, and then all of a sudden she gets sick and she's asking me like, should I? And because she always nailed it in me, like, don't ever do it. Don't ever do it. I'm like, well, I don't know. Like, I don't know. But at that time, I was 18. I didn't know how big the benefit was for somebody who was actually going through chemo or radiation, and someone who, you know, didn't want to eat. So we all know that that helps. But at that time, I didn't know how it would affect her or how it would benefit her, because I would consume it, but to get high, you know, to get super high. And so I wish that I knew more about it. And that's why I want to bring more awareness and let our listeners know that it's actually, you know, a much better way to medicate than, like you say, popping pills all the time. You know what I mean? It's like the healthiest way for us to ease if we're stressed or depressed or have anxiety or you can't sleep or whatever it may be. It's a medication that you need.
It literally can take care of majority of our medicinal needs. There's very few things where I have very few patients who, when they come to me, if they have certain issues, I'm going to be like, this isn't going to work for you. Recently, I did have someone who got in touch with me through Instagram and had asked me if it would help with a certain situation. Now, because I wasn't really familiar with the ways or the strains or terpenes that I would use or even how it would affect them, I kind of did the, you know, let me look into it first and get back to you. That's where we get lucky in this, because in this industry, there are so many amazing proponents and so many people who are fighting to get cannabis out there as a medication, to get it legalized, to get records expunged. I mean, it's the war that the government put on cannabis was all about money, and that's all that it will be about. Big pharma would be decimated if cannabis was legalized.
Yeah, because they just...
But that being said, only if we educate so that people can understand that it's okay.
Yeah, it is.
And it's also okay if you want to take pills. But for me, I prefer being green about it. It grows. It grows straight from the earth. I don't add anything to it. And some people, you know, they use it, they use wax. Okay, that's great. That's your preferred method of intake. Some people take edibles. Again, your method of intake. But there's different reasons and ways that you should be aware of what routes you're using.
Yeah. With the pills, you know, I think it's a little bit iffier because it's so easy for people to get addicted on those pills, and from those pills it just unfortunately gets to worser things. But you know, having someone like you who became a nurse and now you're certified to being able to teach the leaf, I think that's so cool. And I also want to know, what made you want to become a nurse? You know, it's not an easy career.
My mom was a nurse, and
oh, okay.
A lot of people in my family were in the medical field, and I watched quite a few people that I loved pass away, and I saw medical professionals really helped, but for me it was mostly the nurses. That's what I saw. As a nurse, what you're taught is that you're a patient advocate. You advocate for your patients. You know, doctors are dealing with how many patients, and they're remembering orders, they're remembering this. There's certain things that maybe might slip their mind. As a nurse, sometimes we have to step in and say, do you remember they have an allergy to this? And this is counterindicative of that. Sometimes we have to do that. In doing that, though, I learned that we're over-prescribing.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And I actually stopped utilizing pharmaceuticals across the board because my doctor prescribed me Xanax and medication for anxiety, and I was getting shingles because I couldn't sleep, so he gave me medication to sleep, but that medication made me feel weird, so then he had to give me another medication, and I'm on all these pills, and I'm like, dude, I'm 30, not 70. Why am I taking so many pills?
Yeah, I know. I remember you mentioned that.
I've always medicated, though. I just didn't know I was medicating when I first started.
Right.
Like you, I was doing it to get high, but in a way I was medicating. I was medicating the things that I didn't realize I was doing.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. I recently ever had the CBD gummies, like, you know, that relax you, make you go to bed. Oh my goodness, did I have the greatest sleep ever. It was so good.
Yes, that is. I have a couple go-to products that I prefer depending on what my patients' ailments are.
Mm-hmm.
And edibles at night to sleep, because some people they'll go to sleep because, you know, they smoke, they can go to sleep, but sometimes because their anxiety, because they're in pain, for whatever reason, they just don't stay asleep.
Right.
Edibles are my go-to, and I have a couple great products that I love. I had shared with you when we emailed that my whole house got hit with COVID.
I know. I'm so sorry about that. So sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It's been a really crazy roller coaster. And then we lost my stepdad to COVID this past weekend. And my daughter's girlfriend's mom is intubated in the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
From COVID. So all of this is going on. And I have been kind of a roller coaster of emotions.
Of course.
You know, angry, relieved, scared, all of everything.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been the perfect time for me to start taking Xanax just to take, you know, the edge off. I just medicate a little more, but I started taking edibles. So I would take a bite right before bed, and let me tell you, I will sleep the night all the way through. It doesn't matter how much anxiety I have. Yeah. I'm having a great night's sleep. I wake up with the lines on my face from the pillow. So I'm like, gotta take better care of my skin.
Yeah, my husband and I took edibles for the first time. And this was, God, I don't know, like 6 years ago. And it was like a gigantic brownie. It was delicious. It's probably the best brownie I've ever had. And at that time, my little brother had his card because only certain people can get their hands on these products. And we ate half of it. It was huge. And we didn't feel a thing. And we were like, okay, well, we're going to, you know, go get ready, oh, yes, go shower. It was in the next 30 minutes. It was like, no, forget it. Like, we're going to sleep. And we had an amazing sleep. It was like, you know, we ate way too much, let me tell you. We didn't know how much to consume. We consumed the entire thing. But that's another thing, too. Like, if you want to self-medicate and you want to do these edibles, you also need to understand that there's different levels to this game.
Mm-hmm. Dosaging is a big part of my, with my clients and my patients. Especially because senior use is actually on the rise. And seniors are utilizing cannabis more than anyone else, which is funny to me. But at the same time, I'm like, go seniors. Yeah. You know, we're moving forward. You're not stuck in back in the 30s. You're moving forward and you're realizing that cannabis is going to help you.
Right.
And it's a lot of the grandkids, a lot of the kids are like, hey, mom, hey, you know, hey, I got my Nana smoking. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
My Nana had emphysema and she had a lot of anxiety. Well, I also knew that cannabis was it. And I believe I attribute my getting over COVID as quickly as I did to my cannabis. And with my Nana, when she was sick, I said, try this. And, you know, my Nana called it, it was either marijuana. You know, she always said it like lower, her voice lowered.
Yeah.
I said, marijuana or mota, having to do a pipe or anything.
Right.
I messed up, though, because back then it was like a four finger 20 sack, you know, you four fingers across worth of weed. So I rolled that all up into joints and I gave it to her.
Yeah.
Well, I go over the next day, she hands me the bag back and there's like only two joints left.
Uh-oh.
And she's like, I don't want this. And I was like, what happened? And she goes, I smoked them. And I said, what do you mean you smoked them? I go, did you smoke them all back to back?
Oh my gosh.
And she goes, you didn't tell me nothing. And I was like, why would you do that? So dosing is so important. If people don't understand that you don't smoke four joints in one sitting. And, you know, with edibles especially, our livers metabolize cannabis 10 times more than if we were to just inhale it.
Mm.
So you take a 10 milligram edible, times that by 10, and that's how many milligrams you're technically getting.
Yeah, we got way too much.
That's why edibles mess you up.
We got way too much of that.
Me and a friend of me and him will get edibles, and me and my sister-in-law during the Dodger, you know, during the World Series.
Yeah.
Going to watch the game. So her and I ate a cookie. We're sitting there, we're like, oh, we're okay. We were drinking some beers too, eating pizza. We decided to eat another cookie. Uh-oh. I don't know why. Then we went back to her house and we smoked a little. It was about midnight and she looks at me and she goes, I'm starving right now. And I was like, oh my God, me too. Her and I went to Jack in the Box. We didn't get, and there was no like reasoning to our food purchases. It was like bacon and cheddar potato wedges, chicken nuggets. It was
the whole
tacos.
Menu.
I mean, just, yeah, we were just so hot.
Yeah.
Because we weren't even being responsible.
Yeah.
We were being like 16-year-old stoners.
Hey, those were the good old days, let me just say.
Oh, I miss being a 16-year-old stoner.
Yeah. Right.
I really miss it.
I'm sure everybody does, right? Times have changed. So tell us about your experience with COVID. How was that?
It was scary.
Yeah, for sure.
I was sick for a little bit, but I'm considered now a long hauler. And basically, I'm negative. I've tested negative 9 times now.
Oh, wow. You've taken a lot of tests.
Yeah, public health won't, because I still have headaches. I still have really bad fatigue, body ache. I have a lot of symptoms that were what I had when I had COVID.
Right. And they're still lingering. And
the brain fog is crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
But it turns out there's a lot of us like this.
Wow.
So Mount Sinai Hospital is the only hospital that's doing a study on long haulers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of waiting to see what they're going to say. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to say.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully it clears soon. I'm sure that's
yeah, but during
fun.
That time, you know what? I kept smoking. I used edibles. My physician, my personal physician, knows the way I am. So he was like, look, let's do this. Start baby aspirin now. He's like, I'm going to put you on a Z-Pak, just prophylactic, just in case.
Right.
He made sure to call over a prescription for steroids and an inhaler, just in case.
Yeah.
I didn't need to use any of them, but he was really, really proactive, and I hope that a lot of physicians are more proactive.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's good that he made sure to think ahead just in case. So, were you coughing a lot, and you had a high fever and chills?
I had a high fever, I had body ache, the worst headache I've ever had in my life.
Oh my gosh.
That lasted for days on end. I had body ache I was sleeping like 20, 21 hours because
wow.
It was horrible.
Wow.
I had no smell, no taste. And then I developed a cough. So when I got my cough, I switched over to edibles.
Yeah, for sure.
And I started using edibles more and smoking less.
Right.
Because I would start coughing and I'd be like, oh my God, I'd freak myself out because I'm like, I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd look and I'm smoking a joint and I'm like, oh, that's why I can't breathe. That's a cannabis cough, not a COVID cough.
Yeah.
So yeah. I went to edibles, and that really, I think, got me through everything. And still, even now, for my body ache, I use a CBD cream.
Mm-hmm.
It helps. It helps with the headaches, but I can't get rid of them for some reason. They've run every test imaginable to rule out every other disease that I could possibly have.
Yeah. Wow.
I have none of them.
Wow. So that coronavirus is just hitting closer and closer to home. It's real. You know, a lot of people don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
And it truly is. Unfortunately, people are dying from this, you know, horrible sickness. And it's so sad and it's so crazy that soon it'll be March and we still have, you know, to deal with this, unfortunately, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you feel better. You look fantastic. You look great.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I hope
COVID weight was gained.
Oh, man. Hopefully you recover, you know, soon and it no longer lingers on. And I'm so sorry that you lost your father-in-law, you know, during this whole battle of the, you know, coronavirus. It's so crazy.
It's sad. I can say, though, that I'm glad that he wasn't, you know, you hear about so many people dying in the hospital by themselves.
Yeah.
My stepfather was a pain in the ass. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah.
And he, when they told him that it wasn't getting better, it was getting worse, he said, I just want to go home and I want to be done at my house. So, you know, he was with us, and that's what matters.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys were there for him and you were able to see him, you know, die in peace, not in a hospital alone, like so many other people, unfortunately, have passed on. So, yeah, I could understand that, definitely. So, for sure, I want to eventually do a consultation, you know. I feel like my personal anxiety and all that craziness definitely amped up bad when this whole pandemic started, because my little girl was only 3 months, and so I was freaking out. Like, I was like, no, we're not going anywhere, no one's holding her, you know. It's just, I think it just really stressed me out. Like, I even got the shingles because of so much stress that I was under.
Got shingles.
I know, you did. That's why when
it's
I was...
It's horrible. It's horrible.
I know. I thought they were spider bites, but then I'm like, no, it has to be something else. And the doctor's like, no, you definitely got the shingles. I'm like, oh my God, that's how bad my stress was. So I wish at that time... I was like, you know, it's fine. You know, self-medicate a little bit. Relax, breathe, you know, live in the moment, not in the what's gonna happen. You know what I mean? So being able to listen to you and learn more about cannabis, you know, has brought to my attention that I need to learn how to medicate, self-medicate with cannabis naturally whenever I'm, you know, feeling like that. Because I've never had anxiety, you know, I've never had like serious depression. And, you know, sure, I just had a baby almost a year ago and postpartum kicks in and the baby blues and whatnot. But at the same time, I don't want to use pills. I really refuse to use pills. I rather go back to a plant that, you know, is from Earth. You know, there's nothing better than something green.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can tell you this, I have a lot of patients right now who are going through COVID depression, COVID anxiety. You know, people have either had it and now are scared that they're going to get it again, or they haven't had it and they're scared that they are going to get it and give it to someone who's maybe immune compromised, to their baby, to their parents, to whoever. And there's a lot of anxiety. So I have a lot of people coming to me about like, what strains can I use for this? And so a lot of my patients right now are anxiety and depression and, you know, pain because they're getting shingles patients.
Yes, I can relate.
And, you know, they are parents. And that's the thing, when you're a parent, you don't want to smoke a strain that's going to take away your depression. But at the same time, you're going to be tired and sitting on the couch eating a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, drinking a giant Coke from Circle K.
Yeah. No.
And I only know because I've done that before.
Yeah. No, I need to be able to function, you know?
Yeah, you want to find the right strain. You want to find the strain that's going to be right for you and one that's going to be able to keep you functioning. And that's what a lot of my patients have, like, when they're calling me, is what strains are going to work best for them? What dosaging is going to work for them, and what's going to give them the least amount of side effects that's going to affect their lifestyle.
Yeah, and that's definitely something that I need to look into and talk to you about, because I think whenever I do feel that way again, I want to have something, you know, to use and be able to function and still be able to care for my household and my kids and all of that. So
not feel bad about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something, like you say, there's a huge stigma. and we need to not feel bad about it. And, you know, so many people need medication to function, and it's okay. You know what I mean? To each their own. Mm-hmm. As long as you're being safe and, you know, not out there, you know, taking more than what you need, like I did in the past, you know, then you should be okay. Yeah.
And I will say this, with the laws being what they are right now, we have so much support from the House. We need it to get through the Senate. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it just got passed through the House is huge.
Yeah.
And if it could be, not if,
right.
What it being passed in the House shows me is that the stigmas that we believe are there are maybe a lot less than we know about.
Yeah.
People, I think, are more open to it. They're more willing to get involved in it. And, you know, I was making a lot of the calls before the vote, to Arizona, because mm-hmm. there were states that we wanted to get passed.
Right.
And what I come to find out is when they don't see you and they don't have anybody telling, you know, maybe judging them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
They're a lot more open to it, and a lot more people are. We just have to be a little more maybe vocal about it. And that's where I'm trying to do is be extremely vocal, being extremely real across the board. I don't want to hide it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. What you see is what you get with me. And I am a canna mom. I'm a cannabis nurse. And I'm very happy with that life because I am keeping myself and my people healthy.
Yeah. And that's all that matters. And that is also why I wanted to bring more awareness and help you in breaking the stigma and, you know, just sharing with our listeners that it's okay. And I want them to be able to reach out to you so we can definitely find you at teachingtheleaf.com. I think you have a great website. I think you have a lot of information that's really good, very helpful. And, you know, reach out to you, and you also have your Instagram. You can definitely let us know what that is, because everybody has an IG, and it's, you know, so easy to get a hold of people through social media now, which is awesome. And that way, whoever is listening and is interested in getting more information on how to be able to self-medicate using a cannabis, they can go ahead and find you on your Instagram.
Absolutely. And on either way, if you DM me on my Instagram, I respond, and I've set up a lot of my patients through there. You can also use my contact page on my website, and I'll respond through there as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Cool. Thank you for having me.
Angelique with Teaching the Leaf. I hope this helps you get a better understanding of the benefits of cannabis use. It's a holistic health, it's medication, and it's to help you promote a happier, healthier, pain-free lifestyle if it's something that you are currently suffering with. Again, we're still living in this pandemic, and it's super stressful. Anxiety is over the roof, and I just wanted to bring awareness to you guys. And if you need a consultation, please reach out to Angelique. She's a very, very kind nurse, and she would be more than happy to assist you in any question that you may have. Please go ahead and reach out to her, as she will sit with you virtually, and you can do a one-on-one consultation on exactly what type of cannabis is right for you and what type of dosage you may need. thank you again so much for listening. My little one just walked in. I hope you guys are doing great. Please stay safe and sane, and God bless you guys.